Yes, everybody, my name is Stephen Howson, and this is 5 transfers to make Manchester United champions again. Last season we finished 19 points off Manchester City, a long way off them, and we needed a massive summer. We didn't get a massive summer. We signed a backup teenage fullback with 6 games first team experience. We signed a third choice goalkeeper, and we signed a backup midfielder that hasn't managed to cement a starting place, and when he does start, seems really prone to making catastrophic mistakes. Now, Liverpool have overtaken us and Manchester City are an absolute million miles away from us. I think it's interesting the way Liverpool did manage to overtake us, and for me, they did a lot of that by cherry-picking talent from the Premier League, players that you know are, don't need any adaptation to what's going on to play English football, and players that you know are already going to be suited to the climate. Those, coupled with some decent signings from overseas, is what's transformed Liverpool. City have done it in a little bit of a similar way. They've got a few players from the UK and they've got a lot of players from overseas that have come in and transformed them. And City have signed so many players. When you look at how many players that Pep was allowed to sign versus what Jose signed as a Manchester United manager, it was almost double. And it's not about the money that's been spent. It's about sensible signings that are going to improve you. Liverpool needed a new centre-half. They went and got one in Van Dijk, and what Van Dijk has done is absolutely transformed what was a joke of a defence into a team that's able to keep clean sheets, and that alone has transformed them into title contenders. So I think that's what United have got to do. We need a big summer. We need first-choice players, not backups, not potential. We need players that walk into the first team and go, if I'm fit, I'm starting. That's what United need big time. As I said, it's not about the money spent. It's about who we're going to bring in, can they fit in, and can we get the right positions for the right players and the right system that we're going to play? But to know who those players are, we have to know what the system is going to be. And we have to know why you're signing and where they're going to play and how they're going to fit into the squad. We don't want another situation where we've got Marshall and Rashford having the season of their lives. One starts, the other comes on and scores, and it works. Both players are happy. Both players are in great momentum. He signed Alexis Sanchez. Both of their players' season falls apart. We didn't need to sign Sanchez if he was going to play on that left-hand side. We did need balance on the right. We still need reinforcements in defence. We don't need shirt sellers. We need players that are going to come in and make us a better footballing side. So that's what I'm looking at here. 5 players that can do that. 5 players that can add an extra 20 points to Manchester United season and get us over the line and start winning and competing for silverware again, because ultimately that's where we need to be. We don't need to be fighting for top 4. That's not what we're about. We need to be winning titles again. So here we go. Here's the 5 players and the system that I want to see us go for. So Solskjaer, for the moment, I believe is choosing to play on the counter after looking at the players that are available to him and figuring out what system suits them best. That's what I think he's trying to do. Because when you look at what he did previously with Mulder, his style is way much more reminiscent of Jurgen Klopp than we all want to probably admit. Now, Jurgen Klopp likes to dominate the ball. Yes, there's a counter-pressing going on in the final third, but he does like to dominate the ball, and he likes to work his way through and then finish it off with one-touch stuff in the final third. He actually goes a little bit longer than what Solskjaer would do. Solskjaer would play it out from the back, a little bit more reminiscent of what Pep's sort of style of play does, but I think if you was trying to make broad strokes, the style of play Mulder played was more reminiscent of what Klopp does. Now, United aren't strong enough at the back. United aren't good enough playing the ball out of the back. So the first place that you've got to look is strengthening that back line. Ball playing defenders and an upgrade, at least to right back, at least. Now, we need a defender that can play with the ball at his feet. We arguably need a leader. And we definitely need a fullback that's capable of both defending and attacking, because both of those are required for a Manchester United player. We need balance on the right-hand side. And you know what? We probably need to be having players that are capable of moving the ball forward from the centre of midfield. Probably a full overhaul in midfield. So the first player that I would like to bring in, the most important position that I think is there for United at the moment, is a right back. For me, Ashley Young is the weakest link in this Manchester United side, and it's the easiest position for us to upgrade. Aaron Wan-Bissaka is the player that I would love to see us go and get. Third in the league for successful tackles. Only dribbled past 8 times, which is the best in the league for a fullback. Won 94% of his tackles, and if you compare that to some of the fullbacks around the world, Sandro's only won 81%. Robertson, who scousers keep telling you is the best fullback in the league, and he's not, has won 73%. And Kimmich has won 69%. 94% of his tackles he wins. That's phenomenal. Add that to the fact that he's got more take-ons per game than any other defender. He's just the best fullback in the league. He's absolutely complete. And I think you allow him the sort of interplay that you would get from him. I think he likes to play football on the floor, and I think that's why Dalot probably won't be favoured, but probably also won't be moved on, because he does offer something that's slightly different. I think with Rashford ahead of him and different players in midfield, I think you would really see Wan-Bissaka sort of involved in the build-up play a lot more, and for me it would be a massive upgrade. So he slots in there perfectly at right back. I don't think it's much of an option. I would get him in right now, and I would play him right now, and I would pay whatever Crystal Palace want for him. Ashley Young cannot play again next season regularly, and Dalot just isn't ready to be playing, and he's not good enough defensively. So a fullback is needed, and Wan-Bissaka is my choice. Next up, I think we all know a centre-half is absolutely crucial to what Manchester United need, and there's only one player really that fits the bill. If you're going for that Van Dijk model of what Liverpool did, I think there's some options that would be great. De Ligt would be fantastic. Alderweireld would be a cheap option that we know is good in the league. But if we want someone, Koulibaly is the only name that United should be looking at. He's at a team that's currently playing decent in the Champions League and competing, but aren't ever going to quite compete for the big honours. This is where United take him and make him a superstar. He's a great age. He's a phenomenal leader. He's got experience. He would instill a real winning ethic into this United side. And do you know what? The stats he's got as well, they massively back that up as well. Second in the league for balls won. 1.7 tackles per game, 3.8 clearances, 88.6% pass completion, which means that he's a ball-playing defender as well, capable of pulling out from the back. He's also playing well against some of the bigger teams as well. We've obviously seen him against Liverpool this season, and his stats in that game were pretty decent too. 44 passes, 7 clearances, 2 interceptions and 5 blocks. This is the man that steps up to the big game. And for me, I'd be almost tempted to give him the captain's armband if we signed him, because he's going to come in and be the captain, whether he's wearing that armband or not. He is the definite leader that we need from the back, and he's a big, horrible bastard as well. So I could see him slotting perfectly in alongside Lindelof, alongside Wan-Bissaka, and making a real rock of a back four. So there you go. Koulibaly is the one that rounds out that back four for me. Now, next up, an overhaul of the midfield. If Solskjaer really wants to dominate possession, this is how you do it. I think you've got to switch to a double pivot. And to be honest, I think we need to bring in better ball players, and probably two ball players. That's going to be an upgrade on both Matic and what I think is Herrera, as I expect Herrera to be going to PSG in the summer. Now, as we've recently found out, one of those is Ruben Neves. Now, Ruben Neves has obviously proved himself in the Premier League this season, as Wolves have been a bit of a surprise package. And a lot of people did expect them to do well. I'm not sure everybody expected them to do as quite as well as they have done, or be as much of a thorn in the backside of all the top six teams in the Premier League. They've absolutely smashed it. And I do expect that this Wolves team is going to get picked apart. Well, if that's the case, we need to dive straight in there and get Ruben Neves. He's perfect for what we need. He's better on the ball than Matic or Herrera. We can clearly see that. But he's also pulling out 2.3 interceptions a game, which means that he's more effective as a defensive midfielder than both Matic and Herrera. Herrera there with 1.9, Matic with 1.2 interceptions per game. 2.2 tackles per game, again, more than Matic, who's our current number six. He loses the ball less than once per game as well, which is brilliant. And 2.2 shots on target per game, which puts him in the same bracket as Sterling, Firmino, Vardy and Lacazette, which means that he's also getting forward and he's getting himself into decent goal-scoring opportunities. I do question the decision-making on him on that one for a little bit, because he does shoot from range, and you're looking at, on the expected goals chart, 0.01, 0.02 sort of goals, so there's an unlikelihood that they're going in. You remember the ones that go in because they're going to be spectacular, but the fact that he's getting into those positions, if he can start sliding people in that final third, you're going to see a guy that gets double figures assists without a shadow of a doubt. Now, next up, alongside him, the other part of the pivot, Tanguy Ndombele. I've been a big fan of this guy for a couple of years, and he is putting up some serious numbers. He starts a little bit deeper as well, which is why I think that these would really blend well with each other, allowing one to go and one to sit just a little bit. 6 assists so far in Ligue 1. Although he does play in the 6, he starts very deep, and he often takes the ball from the defence and moves it up the pitch. 89% pass completion this season, 1.9 tackles per game, which is more than Fernandinho manages for City at 1.8. He's got 2.9 dribbles per game, with, you know, Kante even playing as an attacking midfielder isn't even managing one per game. 2.5 successful take-ons in the Champions League this season. And Leon have been playing the likes of City and Barcelona as well. So you know that this is a guy that can do it against the top teams. So Ndombele for me slots in perfectly alongside Neves. And I think you put in Paul Pogba as the final midfielder, giving a little bit more of a free roll ahead of them. Those two sitting deeply there, pulling the ball from the defence, moving it into the final third, getting it to Pogba and allowing him to do the creative side of stuff. You don't need, for me, you don't need that destroyer sort of midfielder. United was perfectly capable of absolutely tearing teams to pieces with Michael Carrick in there. And he wasn't that Roy Keane sort of aggressive tackler. He was the guy that would be in the right place at the right time. He would slow the passing lanes down and he would intercept the ball. And that's what both Ndombele and Neves do. And you've still got the physicality of Pogba in that midfield as well, who does chip in defensively and do his work. So I think those three as a midfield, you start to see United play some fantastic football and dominate opposition midfields, which is what we all want to see. Now, the cherry on the top, because we've got two defenders there, we've got two midfielders. Who's the final signing? Who's the final one that we're going to bring in that's going to make all the difference? Now, I've seen a lot of people suggesting that Gareth Bale could be an option, and to be honest, he's not a bad one. I think he fits into this system. He can play left, he can play right. You could even potentially play him down the middle. But he fits into that shirt seller bracket just a little bit too much for me. It's a little bit too much of a Woodward signing. I want to see a bit more sense in our signings. Now, Jadon Sancho's another option. But unlike Wan-Bissaka, where I don't think there's anyone within reach of him just yet, I think Mason Greenwood could be in reach of what Jadon Sancho's doing right now. The numbers that Greenwood put up at youth level absolutely embarrass what Sancho did at youth level. And this was only like a year, 18 months ago. Mason Greenwood's putting up like current Messi level numbers with goals and assists. You know, like more than a goal a game and about an assist every other game as well. It's literally Messi numbers in the academy at the moment. So I would like to see him given an opportunity. And if you bring in Sancho, the age, the nationality, the style of play, there's a lot that's very similar about them, although I do see Greenwood ending up as a number nine eventually. So I would like to see someone brought in who's different to him, who's not got that same style of dribbling, who's not got that same style of crossing, who's not got that same style of play, but someone that's going to offer balance to our right-hand side. For me, that guy is Federico Chiesa. He's going to be a little bit cheaper than Jadon Sancho. He's not got the numbers. He's not got the goals. He doesn't have the assists. But he's also not going to want that guaranteed start in 11 place that Jadon Sancho is going to want to leave Borussia Dortmund, that Gareth Bale is going to want to leave Real Madrid. This is a guy that's going to come in and be happy to play 15, 20 times a season, not necessarily hinder the likes of Chong or Greenwood as they're coming through. But it also gives United flexibility to play a number of different formations. And I'll go through the formations in a second. The different ways of playing that United can play with this squad that we're assembling, because it is a squad game and not a starting 11 game at the end of the day. I think Chiesa comes in and he does enough in terms of offering balance just on that right-hand side. And he's not terrible. He's got 6 goals and 3 assists from the right-hand side in Serie A this season. He's got 4 shots per game, which gives him a bit of a threat from that right-hand side as well. He's definitely a financially better option than Bale or Sancho. And out of the 5.2 dribbles that he completes, out of the 5.2 dribbles that he attempts per game, he's completing 2.5, which actually doubles what Cristiano Ronaldo does. Cristiano Ronaldo's attempting 2.7 dribbles per game and completing about 1.3. So he's got the same sort of ratio, but a twice as much output in the same league. And it's his third season in Serie A, and he's only 21 years of age. So I think this is a decent option for United that can offer balance on that right-hand side and doesn't hinder the progress of somebody else coming through, or doesn't limit the chances of somebody else coming through. Now, the total outlay for all of those, I reckon he's going to be in the 300 million kind of range. I reckon you're picking up Wan-Bissaka for in the range of 35, 40 million. I think Koulibaly, anywhere from 90 to 100 million. Neves and Ndombele, maybe 65, 50 million each. And Chiesa are probably in the 50 sort of region. So I think you're looking at around about 300 million as a total outlay for that, which gives us a 29-man squad. Now, that 29-man squad looks like De Gea and Romero and Pereira as your three goalkeepers. We've got to tie De Gea down to a long-term contract, but I think if you do, this is a fine set of goalkeepers for us to go forward with. Your first choice back four of Wan-Bissaka, Koulibaly, Lindelof and Shaw is great, but then you've got backups as well, and you've got backup centre-halves in Jones, Smalling, unfortunately, but Tuan Zabi, and then also Dalot, Young and Laird as your full-back options, which gives us a little bit of a blend of experience and youth. Your midfield starting three, I would go with Neves, Ndombele and Pogba as your starting three. But then you've got a decent array of backup. You've got Matic, Fred, Lingard, McTominay, Garner, Gomez and Pereira. That gives you enough tools for a number of different jobs. Now, I think you're probably going to see at least one of those midfielders go out on loan. So you could also make a bit of a case for another experienced head coming in, perhaps someone on a free transfer, something along those lines, to backfill some of those gaps that we've got. First choice, forward three, probably Rashford, Lukaku and Martial. And then you've got Chiesa, Greenwood and Chong as your backup strikers. And that's a 29-man squad, which I think would do a lot. Now, obviously, there's some players that have gone there, and those outs would be Bailly, Rojo, Damian, Herrera, Mata and Sanchez. Sanchez is a big one because I think he skews the whole perception of the wage structure at the moment. And I think he hasn't hit the ground running in a United shirt. He's had chances under Solskjaer. He had chances under Jose. He was played every single game under Jose, and it hasn't worked for him. I think if United want to go to a way that dominates the ball and a whole new style of play, you have to let Solskjaer completely strip this squad back and let's see what it can really do with some new signings. So those signings to go out, I think you're looking at those six to go out, you're probably going to bring in about 50 million. So you're looking at a net spend of around about 250 million, which is a lot of change. But I think it's something that United definitely need to be looking at. And it's something that I'm sure United could afford if we wanted to. The three ways of playing, I think it's quite obvious. You've got the 4-3-3. We could easily rock with this. Wan-Bissaka, Koulibaly, Lindelof, Shaw, first choice back four. Midfield, Neves, Ndombele, Pogba. And then Chiesa, Rashford, Martial up front. That gives us a lot of options and would probably be our default way of playing. Spread the pitch, dominate possession, happy days. A 4-4-2, diamond next. And I think this just gives you that little bit, slightly different way of playing. Pack that midfield a little bit. Go with a two-striker system. Maybe if you wanted to look to play teams on the counter, this is what you would go with. Bring in Jesse Lingard there as the number 10. You've got the work rate of Marcus Rashford. You've got a midfield that's going to be able to be compact but also expansive when they get the ball. I think this gives us a lot of options. And then you've also got a 3-5-2 option as well. We do have enough centre-halves to be able to play this. You've got Smalling, you've got Koulibaly, you've got Lindelof. That would be a decent back three. Wan-Bissaka and Shaw, both good with the ball at their feet. Both would be capable wing-backs. Similar midfield three, similar forward two. But you can also start to see how the likes of Greenwood would rotate into this, how the likes of Gomez and Fred or even Matic could be rotated in and out of this squad, as well as the different defenders that's in here. But that's the five people that I think United could look to sign to make us champions next season. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Let me know in the comments below. Give me your five signings that would make us champions again. And remember, you can't just go up Messi, Ronaldo. Yeah, just obviously. Give us your five sensible signings and the reasons why you think they would make United champions in the comments below. Thank you guys for watching. I'll see you in the next one. Laters.